Salam sejahtera, anda bersama saya Nina Rozman dan ini Niaga Awani. Banyak perkembangan yang telah kami bawakan sepanjang minggu termasuk Belanjawan 2024 yang telah selesai dibentangkan Perdana Menteri dan Menteri Kewangan Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim pada Jumaat lalu. Tidak tahu apa yang anda dapat, kami mudahkan anda menerusi kalkulator Belanjawan 2024. Imbas kod QR yang tertera dan jawab 9 soalan mudah. Anda juga boleh layari astrawani.com untuk perincian lanjut. Dan banyak juga perkembangan yang akan kami sentuh juga termasuk juga PKS, Perusahaan Kecil dan Sederhana yang telah mendapat peruntukan dalam Belanjawan 2024. Izinkan saya untuk berbahasa Inggeris untuk kita berdiskusi bersama tetamu kita selepas ini. Let's talk about empowering Malaysia business and we're going to delve deep on analysing budget 2024. What is the impact on SMEs and the capital gains tax introduction? And to help us to explore further on the government's commitment to addressing SME needs through a fundamental financing facility, we have here ready online is Datuk David Gurupatham, the co-founder Industries Unite. I want to say thank you very much, Datuk, for joining us. Datuk, firstly, let's start with the things that, what are the aspects that you feel are appealing to you under the Belanjawan 2024?
I think what is good is the overall package. I think it's mixed with targeted subsidies. There's a large allocation for SMEs.
It's very consistent with the current move towards targeted bottom up for these SMEs. So we're quite happy with that.
Dato', how is the allocation of 2.2 billion in funding support expected to impact micro, small and medium enterprises in their efforts to automate their businesses process and digitize their operations mode?
Well, firstly, the most important thing is to see whether it actually trickles down to the SMEs, right? I mean, we still have a bureaucracy, you know, that we need to get past that. I think it's good if the government can work with the trade association to get this information down. We need to get the SMEs, get these funds down as quickly as possible. They need to, you know, alleviate things like the supply chain issue. They need to alleviate things like the cost of everything that has gone up. And also consumers today have got, the domestic consumers have actually left to spend. So we're dealing with all those issues. So it's not just micro getting the money down, but also the overall external policy that will be impactful.
And Datuk, we are aware that funding is a big challenge for small businesses in Malaysia. And Prime Minister also announced the provision of loans and financing facility worth 44 billion ringgit under Belanjawan 2024 for the MSMEs. How will this boost their growth? And especially we want to see what are the support measures that should be in place and how can we help them to boost their businesses within the tough market, especially for the small businesses?
Yes, so I think the government is in the right direction because the policy is consistent towards digitalization. Now, why is digitalization important? Digitalization is important because it makes businesses more efficient. And you can see that level of efficiency today in terms of transfer of funds. For example, today people don't go to the bank. They don't withdraw cash. You know, things are done effortlessly. A lot of transactions are done over the phone, email. So moving in that direction is very important because it reduces wastage, improves efficiency, and that sort of thing. So how to get these SMEs to adopt technology. Now that's going to be a challenge, you know. It's not as simple as it sounds. So I think a lot has to also depend on how the government actually encourages these SMEs. Now, then you have the loans and you have the grants. Now, these are very, very useful. But you see, the thing again for SMEs is when an SME goes for a loan or a grant, then there's a whole criteria to fulfill. Now, a lot of SMEs, especially the micro SMEs, they don't keep their books in order. They don't have the necessary requirements. We've been saying this for a long time. What the government needs to do is to have a one-stop shop to help these people actually qualify and get the grant, get the loan.
In the midst of economy's ups and downs, how will the allocation of 2.4 billion ringgit to micro entrepreneurs, and we can see small traders through agencies like Bank Negara Malaysia, Bank Sipana Nasional, and even Tekun translate opportunities, creating opportunities and reducing stress financial for the SMEs?
Well, it's definitely very good. I mean, you saw how it worked during COVID and post-COVID, where the government, whether we like it or not, you know, put a lot of money in the hands of the SMEs. And that actually helped Malaysia to grow very quickly post-COVID. You know, and we need to push on from here. With the supply chain issue, what we're finding now is people are looking at Malaysia. The West and other countries are looking at Malaysia. You've seen a rise in semiconductor industry and so on. So we need to expand on that. That's number one. Number two is we need to create the channel for these SMEs to go beyond Malaysia, because the market in Malaysia is currently, even if you look at the growth that is projected, which is about 4%, you know, it would be good if you could encourage some of these SMEs to go out. So some of these structures must be there. In other words, it's no good just putting the money in the hands of the SME without all these agencies, government agencies, actually assisting them to either expand locally or internationally.
And also to add with the specific focus in environmental sustainability and food security, including allocation for MSMEs in this key sector, will this support MSMEs in making a more significant contribution to food security? What are the additional steps we can see to contribute for them to make more impact?
Well, I think it's now the key word, whether we like it or not. ESG is now kind of like a ranking. So if you have an ESG score, so investors from overseas, they're looking at local companies and they're looking to see whether we have that ESG score or not. And if we do, then the funds come in. In the old days, we only had the rating agencies and, you know, sort of trickles down, right? From the top companies down. But today, you know, ESG seems to be taking a precedence. So we have to pay attention to that. It's part of the global trend. There may be parts of this so-called ESG that we cannot adopt according to our policy. But overall, in terms of the environment and other parts, I'm sure we can. We've seen a big move by this government. For example, electrification of cars, putting that kind of infrastructure in, drawing, you know, from those kind of environmental programs. And I think we can do a lot more. Malaysia has a long way to go. And so that's a good thing.
And definitely empowering Malaysian businesses. I want to say thank you very much to Dato' David Grupauten, the co-founder of Industries Unite, for helping us analysing budget 2034 and the impact on MSMEs and how their efforts to streamline their business and operation into the automation and even digitalization mode. Again, I want to say thank you very much to Dato' David. And all of our discussion will be uploaded in astrawani.com and all platforms of Digital Astro Awani.